Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to be here.
Hello, Bert.
I will be talking to you about perennial flax breeding, and there's a variety of reasons for us to be doing this, in my opinion. In addition to the variety of ecosystem services they provide, there is interest in from General Mills specifically and hopefully other people for the grain itself. And it's also noteworthy that the oil composition is very similar to annual flax, although the yield is currently at max about 1/5, and that's the cultivar Apar. And my name is Brian Smart, and my advisor is Brent Holke, and thanks to him for all of his help. So there's two main parts of my perennial flax breeding program, and the first one is the perennialization of existing annual species. And so there's two sections in the linum linum species. There's the linum section and the adenolinum section, and the linum section is diploid in 30 chromosomes. And so in this part specifically, we had two goals, and that's interspecific biennial biannual crosses and partial pairwise crossing among the linum bienni. And that was pending different flowering times and just logistics, so we didn't get all of them. And on the left, you see Pembina flax, and that's an annual, and then Carter flax, and that's brown and yellow, and that's both of those are provided by NDSU. And on the right there, you see a variety of biennial flax collected from Grin. And these were completed over the last winter in the greenhouse. And the second part of our program is domestication of wild perennial species, and that's the adenolinum section. And most of these are 18 chromosomes, but there is some variation among them. And those were also collected from Grin. And this also had two different parts to it, and we did 3-rep crossing blocks. And we have one for native perennial flax, which is what General Mills is interested in, and that's Linum Lewisii. And then we also have a Eurasian perennial flax crossing block. And both of these are in isolated blocks in North Dakota, and we actually just transplanted them this last week. And that is comprised of a variety of species, including Linum perenni and Linum austriacum. So in conclusion, we have two main goals, perennialized annual flax and domesticated perennial flax. And I kind of got those ideas from the Land Institute, so I'd really appreciate all their ideas on this. And we're focusing on the native and Eurasian species. And on the right there is a picture of Linum Lewisii plant we just transplanted. Do I have a minute for questions?
You have 2 minutes for
questions. 2 minutes for questions.
Can you tell this ignorant person what the requirements are for growing of flax? Fertilization for a perennial or what's the scoop?
Yeah, so the reason we planted it last week was because we wanted to see the vernalization requirements, and in North Dakota, luckily, we have plenty of that.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's a pretty new project, so that's why my presentation is relatively short, but I mostly just wanted to get connected with people who are interested in this type of work. Yeah, Burton.
With 1/5 the yield of regular plants, where does it fit on the landscape and the farming agriculture?
Great question. So initially, our plan, we actually just got a grant for this through the Land Institute, or not the Land Institute, the Forever Green Initiative at University of Minnesota. And our initial plan is to actually implement this in buffer strips in Minnesota, because currently those are either for hay or even unused along the perimeter of farms. And I think that's about, 100,000 acres?
There's a lot of acres.
Yeah, there's a lot of acres available, so we're really hoping to utilize that. And there's also a sub-project involved in this, which would be a horticultural aspect. And so we're going to be looking for pretty flowers, too.
But the nice thing about especially the adenolinum is that you can take two crops off of that a year for a lot of the genotypes.
Yep.
So you have a June harvest and then you have a late August harvest.
So we might get up to 2/5 pretty quick.
The harvest opportunities?
Yeah.
I mean grazing opportunities?
I would say so, yeah.
Potentially, I think Craig Schaefer at University of Minnesota looked at that briefly about 10 years ago. And I'm not sure exactly what his conclusions were on that, but we need to talk with him about that again.
Yeah. Any other questions? All right, thanks everyone.